emergency reach service.
Let me make one thing absolutely clear. The National Health Service is safe with us.
Hello there, I'm Dr. Tony.
And I'm Dr. Phil. We're Struck Up and Die. Tonight in The Last of Our series, The Ages of Man, we're going to be looking at old age.
And once again, we've taken the show on the road, and we're here in front of the residents of the Old Mother Strasser Nursing Home here at Keele University.
We start as usual with a bit of Shakespeare. What does the bard have to say about getting old?
Here's the final part of his Seven Ages of Man speech from As You Like It.
The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon.
Oh, thin, crumbly bloke wearing slippers.
Yep.
With spectacles on nose and pouch on side.
With glasses on and a colostomy bag.
His youthful hose, well saved. A world too wide for his shrunk shank.
Shrunk shank?
Shrunk shank? Yeah. You willy shrink.
You willy shrink.
Not a very positive view of the elderly from Mr. Shakespeare, but is getting older really all that bad?
What's it like getting older?
Awful.
What's awful about it?
One gets weaker and weaker and weaker.
What about old people in general?
Most old people are fairly pathetic. Like a stupid old man.
How old are you?
72.
I'm 94.
What are the good things about getting old?
I don't think there's any fun in getting old, so that is dreadful.
What about the way young people behave?
I think they're mad. They're mad these days. Mm. And it's a wicked world.
What do you think of young people these days?
Well, they want to bring the birch back.
Of course, getting old isn't all doom and gloom. There are some advantages. For example, your liver metabolizes alcohol more slowly, so you get pissed quicker.
Bargain. You can shoplift and get away with it.
You can embarrass your teenage granddaughters by telling them how you used to bounce them up and down on your knee.
You can even walk down the high street with your tadger hanging out and a traffic cone on your head and everyone thinks you're just a sad old fart.
Or a medical student. Now, of all our elderly listeners living alone...
All alone.
Probably frightened to go out.
Probably in a small cottage on the moors in the north of England somewhere.
Well, don't worry.
Don't worry.
We've got our own Struck Up and Die helpline with geriatric expert Sally Shanks, author of the number one bestseller, Crumbling with Confidence.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, Sally. And first on the line, we've got Janice from Kidderminster.
Hello, Janice.
Hello.
How can I help?
Hello.
What can we do for you, Janice?
I'm 82.
Yes, well done, dear. What's your problem?
I'm worried about Christmas.
Oh, yes. It's a very frightening time of the year for the senior citizens.
Well, yes, I'm worried that my daughter and her husband might not want me around for Christmas.
Janice, can I interrupt you there? Now, I can hear you upstairs. Yes. Now, let's get this clear. Now, it's almost certain that your daughter and her husband don't want you around at Christmas. But that needn't stop you turning up anyway and enjoying yourself. Now, have you got any grandchildren?
Yes, five.
All right, now, look, give each one of them a 50 pence gift voucher exchangeable only in a hardware shop on the outskirts of Aberdeen.
Yes.
And then constantly complain to your daughter that they haven't thanked you properly for your gift.
Oh, right, that's clever.
Yes. And then when you sit down for your Christmas dinner, draw attention to yourself by perhaps dribbling or, or letting out a small fart.
Oh, right.
And then take a deep breath and say, I don't like turkey.
I don't like turkey?
Yes. Simple, isn't it?
I don't like turkey.
That's right. Say it throughout the meal, whenever there's a lull in the conversation.
I don't like turkey.
That's it. Make it your very own Christmas catchphrase.
Have you got that, Janice?
Hello?
worst thing about being old and stuck at home alone?
All alone.
It's having to watch those mid-afternoon television programs for the elderly, hosted by Neris Hughes or David Jacobs.
Hello there.
Hello.
And welcome to the first in a brand new series of Autumn Years. My name's Henry and this is John. Hello, John.
Hello, Henry. Later on, we've got an exciting special feature on biscuits.
All sorts of biscuits?
No, just digestives.
Can't wait.
And Tom, our outdoor expert, is in the garden today, and he's going to be looking at the flowers, the grass, and, of course, the clouds.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
But first, here's Lizzie, our gran aerobics expert, with today's geriatric workout.
Hello. Hi, thanks, Henry. Today's exercise is one I'm sure you're all very familiar with, and it's particularly good for those of you with arm and neck muscles. And it's pulling back the curtain and peering round them. That's pull back and peer round. Don't forget to breathe and rest. Well done.
Thanks, Lizzie. And what are we doing next week?
Housewiping.
Can't wait. Now then, John, look what I've brought back from America. It's a doll for children called the Granny Doll.
Goodness me.
She's got removable teeth that slip neatly down the side of the settee. And a little peel-on, peel-off colostomy bag.
Yes, I love these little accessories. And who's this? Oh. Coming out of the toilet with piss stains all over his baggy trousers.
That's Grandad Jim.
Oh, dear. He's got a black eye.
Yes, that's from where he was mugged by someone pretending to read the meter. And listen, if you pull the cord at the back, he actually talks. Listen to this.
Awful, do what walls for the likes of you. Awful, do what walls for the likes of you.
Now that
I do like. Can I have a tug?
Well, if you like, John, but can't it wait till we get home?
No, no, the cord at the back of the doll.
Oh, yes, yes, be my guest, be my guest.
We didn't have much, but what we had, we shared. Get off my dahlias.
And who's this next door, fast asleep in front of a single bar fire?
That's Granny's next door neighbour, Daisy. And she's not asleep. She's been dead for 2 weeks. And that's because she couldn't afford the VAT on a heating bill.
Thanks, Henry.
I know where you live, you kid.
In a moment, I want you all to get hold of a pen and paper to enter our competition to win a dozen eggs and some cheddar cheese.
I don't like turkey.
But first... But first, we're going to hear the surprise Christmas number one, Grandma, sung by little Janet Staplehurst of the St. Boniface School Choir, Macclesfield. Ah.
I have to grin and bear it when the whiskers push my cheek. There's no one quite like Grandma. Her bedroom smells of wee. She's losing all her marbles and she'll dare as flat as be. Grandma, you scare me. Grandma, you do. Each night I pray to Jesus that I don't look like you. There's no one quite like Grandma. She never wears a bra. She puts her clothes up backwards and she still drives the car. There's no one quite like Grandma. She's going round the twist. She farts out loud in public, especially when she's pissed. Grandma, you scare me. Grandma, you do. Each night I pray to Jesus that I don't end up like you.
March 28 seemed like an ordinary spring morning to the Taylors. The birds were singing in the trees. The morning sun played across the front lawn. The cat stretched out onto the patio. But March 28 was to be a day the Taylors would never forget.
Come
Granddad.
I've come for Christmas.
Bill Owen recreates his most famous role as Grandpa Taylor in Guess Who's Coming for Christmas at Easter.
What we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't like turkey.
Yes. He'll drink your scotch. He'll sell cigarettes to your children. He'll put your CDs in the toaster. Guess who's coming for Christmas at Easter at a cinema near you sooner than you think.
Time now to pay another visit to the Struck Up and Die helpline with geriatric expert Sally Shanks, author of the number one bestseller, Decaying with Dignity.
Hello.
And on the line is Gerald from Worcester.
Hello, Gerald. What's your problem?
I'm not steady on me back.
Oh, God.
Right.
Get him off.
And I'm thinking of purchasing one of those medic alert bracelets.
Oh, yes, yes.
Get on with it.
I've seen advertised in the Sunday papers, in case the worst happens.
Are you still there, Gerald?
I fell over.
Carry on.
The problem is that in all the adverts, the person wearing one is a woman.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Hope.
And I'm worried that the bracelet might be a bit girly.
Oh. Yes?
And there's all the mates down the British Legion who call me a poofter.
Oh, now all sorts of men wear jewellery these days, Gerald, and your mates will soon see the benefit of a medic alert bracelet.
Will they?
Yes. You see, next time you've all had a skinful in the Legion, don't waste money on a taxi. Just fall over and press your medic alert bracelet and an ambulance will arrive to take you and your mates home for free. If you're lucky, they'll stop off at the chippy on the way.
Have you got that, Gerald? Thanks for that, Sally. Now, perhaps the biggest worry of growing old is that you'll lose your marbles and become a burden to society.
To find out if you've reached that stage, doctors use what's known as a mental state examination.
And to demonstrate just how easy it is, we went to a top London teaching hospital and tried it out on some medical students.
Now, I want you to try this for me, because this is how you test whether somebody's got old-timer disease, right? I want you to start at 100, and I want you to subtract 7 from 100, and I want you to keep going until I tell you to stop, all right? So start.
95.
I start at 100, okay, and subtract 7 for me. Keep going.
100, 93, 87, 83, 63.
What am I up to?
193.89.
If you have still got your marbles, you probably spend most of the day wondering how to fill that awkward gap between the end of Gardner's question time and the beginning of the snooker. You could go to church, but that's only open from 10 till 12 on a Sunday.
So if you're feeling lonely and you fancy a good old whinge to someone who's there for you 24 hours a day, come rain or shine, then why not pop along and see your GP? I'm sure he'd love to see you.
Yes. GPs now build their surgeries up on hills, so anyone who's sick or arthritic collapses halfway up.
The entrances are never lit, there are no handrails, and the steps are hosed down every morning to make them extra slippery.
And if you do manage to make it past the bearded receptionist and into the doctor's surgery, the chances are you won't get a cosy chat. You'll be out on your ear in 30 seconds clutching a prescription for tranquilizers.
A recent study in the British Medical Journal revealed that 97% of over 65s are on more drugs than the Marquess of Blandford.
If street drugs were ever legalised, it wouldn't be young people who'd buy them. It'd be old people looking for a tonic.
Right, who's next? Oh, hello, Mrs. Noakes. What can I do for you?
I'll have 24 tabs of E, please, Harry.
Disco biscuits or Dennis the Menace?
The disco biscuits. Dennis gives me dreadful wind. Now, have you got anything for heartburn?
Angel dust, Mary, gravel, or prepared poppers.
Oh, one of each, love. Now, I need some nuggets for me bowels and some whiz for Mrs. Brindley on corner.
No, is Elizabeth back at playing up again?
Oh, no, she's staying up late to watch the snooker.
Is that it, then?
How about some skag, then?
Oh, prescription only, I'm afraid. It's highly dangerous.
Oh, I'm 92, you know.
Oh, go on, then. Have a nice day.
If you're old and living alone...
All alone.
The chances are you spend a lot of time pondering where to die.
Although... Although nearly all old people would prefer to go peacefully at home in their sleep, most pass away in hospital, with a hungover medical student jumping up and down on their chest.
But what do today's medical students think of their elderly patients? What's it like caring for the elderly?
It's an experience. It's a smelly experience. It teaches us a lot. A lot of experience in life, things like that.
You're a bit of a fan of the elderly, really, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unless they're incontinent, which particularly upsets me.
What about physically? What goes wrong with you physically as you get older?
To be honest, I'm second year now, literally.
What goes wrong with your body?
Most people end up in a wheelchair, one of those Zimmer frames, and they can't get through doors and they hit everyone.
Well, you just all run out, don't you, really? Like, your cells die and your brain dies and you sort of go down the spout, really, don't you?
Old people are the pillar of society, I think, really. They're the people we learn off, we feed off, and we should respect.
You feed off old people, do you?
Well, yes.
Just think, they could be looking after your grandparents. Old people tend not to be flavour of the month in hospitals, especially the very frail ones who can't be cured and yet cling on to life for months on end.
Mrs. Bottomley calls them bed blockers.
And doctors call them rubbish, crud, fumblies, crap, social admissions.
Old people who pitch up in casualty are given what's known as the pumpkin test. Now, this occurs when you shine a torch in their mouth.
If their whole head lights up... That's a positive pumpkin,
yeah.
Sign, and they're shipped off to the surgeons to be used as midnight cannon fodder for unsupervised trainees.
Everyone else is banished to a care of the elderly ward, where they're patronised to death.
Oh, well done, well done. Let's move on. Oh, Mr. Bannerman. How's he doing, sister?
Well, Professor, we're fully self-caring, but we can be a bit of a fussy Nichols at times.
Oh,
we are not very keen on the fruity puddings, are we, Stan?
I'm not, Jess, sister.
And we couldn't pass urine, so we had to be catheterized.
Ooh, popped a tube in your wee willy winky, did we?
Can't give me strength.
Well, we're much better this morning, and we even managed to brush our own teeth. Really?
Is that your toothbrush there? Is that Mr. Bristle, the toothbrush?
Professor Webster, if you continue to patronize me as if I were a four-year-old child, then I will take my Mr. Bristle, the toothbrush, and stick him straight up your Mr. Allen, the arsehole.
Any thoughts, anyone?
Well, from a speech therapist point of view... I'm quite encouraged with the clarity of the third sounds.
Super. Well, there's progress then. Well done, Stanley. What irritates you about elderly people?
They keep going on about the youth of today, and they're really annoying in shops and that, because they're pushing the queue.
What other things do you think old people do on purpose just to annoy people?
Breathe. Vote Tory.
What do you think of old people?
I think that they're a very important part of society.
Are you just saying that because you're being recorded?
No, my grandparents are. most important people to me in my life. Honestly, they are. And I'm seeing them, in fact, tomorrow. I'm going to visit them for the weekend.
Are you going to get any money off them?
Well, it is my birthday.
Now, it's all very well young people banging on about old people, but what are we going to be like when we get older? Imagine now that it's the year 2053, and all the people who are 20 years old today are 80 years old and down at the luncheon club.
Great band, James.
Oh, yeah, salty.
Salty, yeah.
Yeah, do you know who I really used to rate?
Who is that?
The Smith.
Oh, yeah, Smith. Top ticket band. Here, Jono, do you know any Smiths?
How about this one, then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. I'm going to go out tonight, and I am going to see to where.
And this man said, it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care.
Classic, not like the rubbish the kids listen to today.
Oh, yeah. No,
no, no. Can't understand a word they're singing.
Youngsters today, they don't even know they've been born.
No.
I told my granddaughter the other day, I said, I watched the Gulf War on telly for people like you.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes.
That's now.
I tell you, we bloody didn't. It wasn't pleasant. I remember huddling round the telly watching CNN 24
yeah,
hours a day.
Yeah. It brought us together, didn't it?
Yeah.
And we had real politicians in our day.
Oh, yeah. We had prime ministers with character. Yeah. Do you remember Maggie Thatcher?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I still haven't finished her book.
No.
Well, then we had 37 years of that bloke with the grey hair in the glasses.
Oh, God, yeah.
What was his name?
Oh, no. I can't remember, no.
No,
can't
no, neither can I. But he was good. Not.
I'll tell you something else that was better in our day. The comedian.
Oh, yeah. Comedians.
Yeah, we had the real superstars then, didn't we? Yeah.
Well, exactly. Remember David Baddiel?
Oh,
yeah.
Comedy genius.
And they didn't have to swear. No. They didn't have to swear. That's you, that is. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that's effing you, that effing is.
Well, I can't sit around chatting all day. I better get home. See you next week.
You won't see me.
Why? You going away?
You've forgotten, haven't you?
It's your birthday.
No, I'm getting killed. I'm having euthanasia.
Oh, God, yeah. It's completely slipped my mind. It's Saturday, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Saturday, yes, yes.
And what did you decide on in the end? A lethal injection?
No, no, no. My kids club together to pay the extra. I'm going in my sleep after a rave party.
Stone out of your mind on acid.
That's the one.
Sorted,
yes, yes, yes. Well, you only die once. You'll be in euthanasia soon, aren't you?
Yeah, well, 2 weeks Tuesday. Well, roughly, I went for the surprise package.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I saw that one in the shop window, I did. You won't know when, you won't know where, you won't know how. Old Wayne on the corner had that one last year.
Successful?
Yeah, bus ran him over as he left the clinic. Where's Scott of the night? Good night.
Drug Up and Dive starred Dr. Phil Hammond and Dr. Tony Gardner, with Joanna Brooks and Tim Berrington. Scripted by Phil Hammond, Tony Gardner and Will Buckley. The show was recorded at Keele University. The producer is Joan Magnuson.